Talking today with Blaine Arthur from the Oklahoma 4-H Foundation. Blaine, let's talk a little bit maybe first of all about your transition from ODAFF to over through the 4-H Foundation. First part of what, June approximately, that you started? Everything starting to fall into place?
Slowly but surely it is. Started there at the 4-H Foundation on June 1st there in Stillwater. So very excited to be there, kind of figuring out all of the ins and outs of the foundation and my responsibilities. Great staff to work with, both the foundation and the 4-H program, and it's great to be on the OSU campus. So very, very excited to be there in Stillwater.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what the 4-H Foundation really is.
The 4-H Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit, but the primary purpose of the foundation is to raise dollars for the 4-H program. So that's in the form of actual scholarships for 4-H members, but also dollars specifically for programming for 4-H members in all 77 counties here in Oklahoma.
I know that traditionally the 4-H Foundation, as it's evolved over the years, was really there to help pay for things like Roundup and other programs. And the scholarships have been maybe more of a more recent feature.
Scholarships are a more recent feature, and very excited that we have several endowed scholarships so that we know for future years that those are in place in those different project areas for those students. We've had a lot of donors who have been extremely generous to donate dollars specifically towards the scholarships, and getting those endowed and kind of gives us a nice roadmap for the future to see how we can expand that.
One of the featured parts of extension across the country, including here in Oklahoma, is 4-H. And so you've got that relationship with the university as a result.
Most definitely, which is a tremendous collaboration. We have some outstanding extension educators in the county offices across Oklahoma, and they all work really, really well together towards the goals of the 4-H program. And there's a good dialogue with the foundation as well. They can reach out to us and say, this is kind of a new important area in our part of the state, and we're looking for some support for that. And that kind of helps the foundation gear our efforts towards supporting the new development of programs.
Let's talk about one of your premier events of the year. 4-H is, and a lot of folks that have been 4-H members will remember back to their days being involved with Roundup, and that's coming up.
Roundup is coming up. It's July 27th through the 29th there in Stillwater on campus at OSU. We'll have over 900 4-H members and extension educators participating. A great time to recognize all the efforts of those 4-H members, present scholarships. We have a banquet where they can meet several of the donors who contribute to the 4-H Foundation. So kind of the top tier event for 4-H here in the state of Oklahoma.
What's the strategy, or what's the foundation's goals as they work with the programmers on Roundup? What are you trying to do to help Roundup?
What we try to do, of course, we have a financial part in supporting the activities, but we also want to give those donors who support the program a chance to meet these students in person and see how successful these students are, and also kind of see them in action. The students lead the Honor Night Assembly, and they can see those public speaking skills and those leadership skills that all these 4-H members are developing, which really reminds them why they support the 4-H program. And so it allows that interaction, and the foundation wants to do everything that we can to support the program, but also show the donors the value of their contributions to 4-H.
So truly a showcase as you show people some of the things that are going on in the life of a 4-H'er and the life of the 4-H program in the state of Oklahoma.
Without a doubt, a showcase of these top project area winners, students who've been awarded, some of them, several thousand dollars of scholarships that they'll be receiving there at Roundup. And so you have your 4-H ambassadors and state officers and leadership team that are all, have been doing a lot of work coming up to Roundup to have it be a premier event and highlight all the great things about the 4-H program.